It's Monday, the 7th of July, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The National Cancer Registry has been featured in the latest Global Cancer Atlas, an international project by the American Cancer Society, the World Health Organization, and the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Cancer Association of Namibia CEO Rolf Hansen says the recognition shows the value of Namibia's cancer data, though more support is needed. With the business summit behind us, we spoke to event sponsor FNB Namibia's head of SME, Nesta de Jong, who says the commercial bank views entrepreneurship as a driver for economic change.
It wasn't a success only, it was an impactful event. Because ideally we've over-delivered on the key message, and the key message was that through storytelling of local entrepreneurs, empower entrepreneurs, fuel their dreams and to embark on their journey. And we've delivered on that. It was so humbling how many entrepreneurs came to me and said that you gave us a lot. What I also took from that conference is the why behind it. Because sometimes we start up and decide, no, I want to start a business for profit making. But if you have a why and your why is bigger, then you'll make a success of your business.
To a fast unfolding story, the Forum for South Africa has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to consider replacing National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola with Mkhwanazi. The forum's leader, Tebogo Mashilompane, says they are calling on Ramaphosa to remove or reshuffle Senzo Mchunu to a more suitable position.
Mkhwanazi has proven to be very different from all the previous national commissioners and ministers in police because he confronts issues through action, not speeches. The role of him as a provincial commissioner limits his passion in fighting against crime. Mkhwanazi is suitable to be the national commissioner as his vision is bigger than KZN.
Then Uganda is seeing a worrying rise in HIV cases, with new figures showing infections have crossed the 1.5 million mark. Michael Baleke has more on what's driving the surge and the push to turn things around.
More than 1.5 million people in Uganda are now living with HIV, according to the Uganda AIDS Commission. Most are adults, and women are the most affected, making up over 60% of the cases. Children have also been hit, with more than 70,000 infected. Health experts blame low use of prevention tools, rising infections among young people, and fewer men getting tested or treated. But there is some progress. Uganda has rolled out long-acting injectable HIV prevention. Doctors say that won't be enough. They're urging more funding, better public awareness, and stronger community-driven efforts. Michael Baleke, reporting from Kampala.
And it's crunch time for U.S. and European Union trade negotiators, with talks continuing as the 9 July deadline approaches.
Speaking to CNN, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said negotiations with the EU are making progress, but warned that should no deal be reached, the new tariff rate will take effect on August 1st. With the threat of duties rising from 10% to 50% on all European goods, President Trump has reportedly also threatened to impose 17% tariffs on European agricultural products. US and EU trade accounts for roughly 43% of global GDP, and European leaders are divided on whether to push for a quick deal or a comprehensive agreement. Should no deal be reached, the EU could hit Washington with retaliatory measures worth over $100 billion. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.